六月那天哭红了的双眼。Oh, shawty, tell me why you keep coming to my mind， 明明你早已不在。People。
Whoa, it's like loud. Wait. People. That was a good intro. Whoa, what happened to the mic? Someone took a bite.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that's why it sounds so sharp.
Is it fuzzy? I can't hear. Oh. Hello. Wait. This is the headphone one, I think. It's not. I don't hear a big difference. Wait, this is a headphone one. Guys, we've been doing this show for a good amount of time, and I'll be darned if I can say I know which knob turns up the headphone mic or headphone volume and which one turns on the speaker mic volume.
Yeah,
anyways, guys, this is, as we always say, the most prepared we've ever been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have
okay, not the most. This is the, we can't become prepared though.
We're become prepared.
Extremely prepared, but we are pre-prepared.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm excited. I actually, now that being said, I can tell that the mic is like a little bit funky and it's kind of PMO. Should we try? Do we dare try the mic too?
Hello.
Okay.
Nope.
Mic three? Do we give it? There is a mic three now. This mic three was not here before. It's like really far, but. You can give it a whirl.
Hello, world.
Oh my gosh.
That might be worse.
Why are they all so staticky? I don't know how this happens. Well, we're gonna play a piece. Oh, guys, you're listening to WMC FM 90.5 College Radio, or Good Radio is College Radio, something like that. That's the inverse of what you're supposed to say, but I'll be darned if I ever get it right. You're gonna listen to PSA though. That. Yep, one of them. Guys, comment
one that hasn't been played.
Yeah, comment down below which one you want us to play. Too late, we were playing this one. Lol, the last guy's Spotify was still playing. Anyways, listen to this PSA for real this time.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
That was a crazy discovery we just made. It plays, like volume in your headphone. you didn't press the button. Press volume in headphone and not speakers. That's what they're called. Guys, we have music to play, and this time it is actually on theme. This is the real serious first episode of Frequencies Revitalized, dare I say, season 3.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is huge. This is huge. So this is actually okay. Over winter break, I got like 13 plus, maybe like, I don't know, I didn't count, but I got a lot of records plus like 10 mini records, like, you know, like the singles records, like one of those. I got a bunch of those, but this record is actually rather old. I got this one a while ago because I can't remember when I got it, but this record is a single. It's called Square Minds Reactions. It's like, do you know what genre this is specifically?
No, but to me it felt like Gen X soft club, which is like this very specific aesthetic from like the 90s when Gen X was like clubbing and they were young adults. Like a big motif, or like visual motif, is like green lighting and like kind of fuzzy like lights. It's like a wire. It's like
Do you know how, like, old Targets used to have, like, the little wavy lights, like, LED strips? Like, kind of like that?
Yeah. And, like, movies by Wong Kar-wai. So, some stuff like that.
Yes. Well, you guys are going to listen to it. And
you're going to enjoy it.
And you're going to enjoy it. I guess we'll...
Why did I already change it? It's 9 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it's
well...
It's for tomorrow. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it, actually. Okay.
Anyways, yeah. You guys are going to listen to this. Wait. Not PC, and it's like aux 2. Yeah, I remember how to do this. I remember. Anyways, enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
What is a span burger? If anybody knows, please let us know, because I did not understand that one when it was the mini for the 14th. Oh, you already have... Wait. Wait, you beat me to it. You beat me to it. I was going to add this guy anyway. Oh, you beat me to it. Wow.
Well, you still can. You can play that one instead.
No, you already have your song, so I want to play your song. No, I want to play your... I want you to play your song.
Okay.
And I'm glad it's there. Okay. I really like that vibe. That's a good song. You what do you call it? Green? You said green.
Green. Oh, soft millennial Gen X soft club.
Yes. I forgot where the green came in.
That's like a color that I feel like is like used a lot. Like,
oh yes. This reminds me of like the PlayStation 2 ads or the PlayStation 1 ads. Yeah.
I said like the light, like you know, the light is just like it's astigmatic.
Oh, I've got you. And that's why actually this next artist is really good for it, because all of his like album covers and stuff are in that style. Mm-hmm. Well, you did add it, so would you like to whatever it, like introduce it?
This next song is Orchestral Jam, the instrumental mix by LTJ Bookum. I wish I knew more about him, but the songs I have heard from him are good songs.
Yeah, actually, I don't know anything about him, but his songs are all gas. Mm-hmm. And he has such swagger. Like the bald head and like the frog goggles kind of thing going on. Good look on him.
I just like when I look at that cover, it looks like a cover when you're at a record store and you are looking through like the experimental CDs and you look at it and you know that whatever's on that CD is Heat.
I concur. Mm-hmm. I concur. Well, without further ado, I guess we can go ahead and play it. And please don't forget about Spam Burger. Please. We'll be right back. love that with all my heart.
Love.
That guy is like also really, really good at jungle. I have a lot of really good jungle songs of his on my like. Oh, I have a lot of.
I think every letter.
Yeah, just a good jungle. Check him out if you're into that kind of stuff. Yeah, this next artist also a song Abby added, but I also know this artist. I don't know the other two, I don't think, but this next one is a big name. Once again, falling in Gen X. Yep, I remembered this time. What?
Oh.
I just got a death, like, stare. I've never been, like you whipped your head around so quick.
Because I was waiting to hear you finish it. I was like, do you actually remember?
Oh, it was Gen X, House? Nope.
No.
Gen X.
No,
first letter.
To the woman.
First letter.
I really wonder first how long letter. Month is going to go.
First letter. Give me the first letter.
I really wonder how Women's History Month is going to go. What is this last one? It's right here.
Soft Club. Yes. I don't even remember what my point was. you're thinking too hard about that one. Moves? As in... Yeah. And like that. We're going to play the next song,
and
I guess.
Just like that.
Do you want to say anything about this next song?
Live, Love, Estero.
The next song is Lounge by Estero. Enjoy it. I have nothing else to say to you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
That really reminds me of Etra Anime, if you remember that one. We played on the show a bit ago. These guys? Do you remember the cover?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You're like, didn't you listen to it like the same day we had a show? Or like that week and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I love this album.
Yeah. Same vibes, or has that like, I'm going to say acid jazz undertone, but obviously it's like a little bit more club, a little bit more, you know, rhythmic than just acid jazz, but I liked it a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
I did too.
You had some good, you did something here.
Well, these next two songs, the first two songs were really good, but these next two songs I really, really enjoy. This one, the next song is The Difference It Makes, Mixed Cut, and it's by the MFA, which in my headcanon, it stands for Masters of Fine Arts, because why not? And yeah, I don't really have much to say about it, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
And I'm excited to hear it. So here we go.
Make a difference, 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 make a
Wow, I feel like that song like put me in like a trance.
Wow, yeah. Crazy you say that, because I feel like trance music also ties with like this genre, because it's very much like just dancing for, you know, 10 minutes, and you didn't even realize it's been a 10-minute song.
That's kind of what we were talking about earlier, about like we want to go to like the club and just like be so locked into the song that you're just like, you're not even like dancing like in the circle with other people. You're literally just like looking at the DJ and being like, wow, keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, I think actually that's the root of what I was trying to look for. I just want some trancey kind of music. Yeah.
That's crazy you say that, because this past week I've been like finding some more trance artists and albums and stuff. And like I've definitely been listening to that a lot more in the past week, because it's been like, for some reason, it's been soothing my brain.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. I also was thinking about this because I think like, not like anything in particular, but like the last couple of days, I've been listening to some like more high octane music, and I can tell you like exactly the times where I'm like, wow, I've been listening to so much high energy music, I can feel my brain starting to get fried a little bit, because it's literally just so much stimulation going on. Mm-hmm. That when I get like, when you listen to music like this, it's like the opposite, like it calms you, it soothes you. Yeah, it kind of like smoothens out your brain in like a good way.
Yeah,
right, because sometimes the wrinkles hurt, so it's nice to have like a little bit of smoothness incorporated in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
yeah, and I think like the imagery of like the albums and like the artwork from this era, like it also feels very smoothing and like soft, you know, it's enticing, but it's not overstimulating. I think it's like very comforting and like,
I feel like there's a lot of like technology imagery in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
because I feel like it comes from like a decade where tech was very hopeful. It's a very hopeful thing, you know. It's like the creation of the World Wide Web and blogs and people being connected from all over the world, and like there weren't many negative repercussions as very quickly came years later.
Yeah, kind of like, do you ever get those like those videos? It's like the future that the, or like the future that we wanted or whatever, and it's like Fudiger aware, I'm never gonna say it, that one, or like any like the green ones where it's like, oh, everything was like bubbly and cute and happy and like all these like positive colors, but now it's like very minimalist. It's very like robotic in a way where it's like not showing a lot of like personality, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder what made that shift, you know?
I couldn't tell you. Because going back to, like, the PlayStation ads, right, they're so unique. They're so, like, like dystopian in a way, because they're hopeful for the future. Like, oh, this new technology, I wonder what it can do. Maybe it's, like, Moore's Law, where it's, like, just technology got so advanced so quickly that we, like, didn't know what to do with it. And now we're just, like, oh, whatever. It's, like, it's technology.
Yeah.
But, like, back then, it was, like, whoa, like, this is, like, up and coming. This is a crazy idea that, like, we literally did not have beforehand. So maybe it's just...
I feel like the kind of... uncreative nature of technology really took head after like the iPhone, maybe it was the iPhone X. There was some model of the iPhone where it was a little bit redundant. With each model of the iPhone, they made an improvement.
Yeah. I remember, oh my gosh, the iPhone X. I forgot, like, was that like middle school for us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that one because that was like, they skipped 9, right? They went straight to 10 and everyone was super mad. Is that, what do they add in the iPhone? Oh my gosh, one camera. Wow. Don't forget your roots, kids. This is crazy.
And wait, no, the iPhone 8, they already got rid of the...
The home button?
Wait, no, they got rid of the home button.
On the X?
With the X, I think.
Whoa.
Wait, let's backtrack. I'm pretty sure I had an 8 and it had a home button. Yeah.
Wow. And then the camera is like horizontal instead of vertical.
Yeah. Wait, did this also get rid of the headphone jack?
No.
It got rid of the headphone jack. Wow. That is literally when technology stopped benefiting the people.
When it became very capitalist. Have you seen the new one? The new iPhone?
Mm-mm.
Check it out. I think it's like the 18.
We're already on 18.
Or is it 17?
Jeez.
Oh, it's 18. Look at the charging port. I'm thinking about to like look it up specifically. Look, they changed it again.
What?
They changed it again.
Why?
Right after they made like the thing where it's like USB-C.
Everything is USB-C.
Yeah, after they did that.
They phased out the lightning port.
Mm-hmm. And then now they're like, haha, just kidding.
No, that's not okay.
I don't know if that's like, I haven't kept up with it, but I saw a couple videos on this. Maybe it's like fake AI, who knows? But it might not be, and that's the scary part.
I just don't understand why they're making it the mag thing that like, the Macs use, when Macs also use the USB-C. Like, I know it's a difference between if it's like a MacBook Air or Pro or whatever, but this is just so blatantly, we want to take more money from you guys.
Literally just right there, shifts to proprietary magnetic connector.
Mm-hmm.
And also, does anybody like the magnetic like chargers? I don't think they do.
No, because it comes
like,
out.
So yeah, easily. It just flops out. Yeah.
The USB-C, like, it was a little bit annoying. But with the progression of, like, how iPhones and now, like, other things that use, like, ports and stuff, it makes sense that we transition to just using USB-C.
Yeah.
Because I use USB-C to charge my headphones. I use USB-C to charge my speakers. I can use it to charge my laptop. Mm-hmm. So it's easy. I can leave the house with literally one wire and charge most of my devices rather than, like, having to have one, like, two or three.
For everything, yeah.
For everything. So I kind of, like... I respect it, and I had to get new headphones to accommodate for my new...
But that's how, like, standardization works, right? Like, eventually, you have to make the switch eventually. But when you do, then it's like, oh, everything's easy.
But this...
But now we're going away.
Yeah, if anything, I recently got a new phone, so I won't need another phone for, like, a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But I hope by the time I need a new phone, I'll probably just buy a used one. Because this, honestly, this feels like... I refuse to
blatant. Too blatant.
Levels. Wow. We actually just went in a whole diatribe about that.
A what?
Diatribe?
What?
Was that the wrong usage?
I just don't think I've ever used that word in my life, so I wasn't ready for it.
Well.
Is that the word of the day? You almost had it.
I was thinking about vocab words. We had to do that in high school.
Wow. Wow, you're kind of on a roll today.
Well, what else did I use?
No, I just mean like this. You've been playing some pretty good music.
I need to play this. I need to say this next.
Ooh.
One of that harungay.
Can you play that?
Harung.
You went on a harungo. I was probably like harange. Oh. It's muted. The tab is muted.
Harang.
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 Oop. Harang? Harang?
Yeah, wait.
Harang.
It's video.
Harang.
Oh, wait. Harang. This is my mic. Wait. One more time.
Harang.
I forgot I muted the speaker. Anyways.
So, harang.
Harang.
Wow. Okay.
Diatribe and harang.
Everyone must use that in a sentence during the week.
Yep. There's your homework.
We will be checking in on everyone.
All of you.
Yep. Well, anyways,
yeah.
The next song is Walking Wounded, Dave Wallace remix by Everything But The Girl. Dave Wallace has remixed a lot of songs by Everything But The Girl. Everything But The Girl has so many remixes of every song. I feel like I've said this before, but when you look at their like top songs on Spotify, like I think three of them is the same song. It's just a different remix of it. You know, when you take a good selfie and you make it your profile picture. They also have a ton of, like, remix albums, but it's, like, the same songs on those remix albums.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Four in a row.
And if you click on a random album, I guarantee you, like, it's on another album, at least two other albums. But their music is so dang good. And this remix is really good, too. It's 8 minutes. It is 8 minutes long. Well, we'll probably have room for one more song after this.
We can maybe squeeze one in. We'll see if we make it work. But as you always know, enjoy. Wow. Whoa. You're locked in right now.
I'm looking at the name of the album, and it's called Adapt or Die. And I feel like that kind of relates to what we were talking about with, like, adapting to technology and, like, how we as society adapted to technology and how that has, like, kind of changed the way we, like, look at art and design and make things. And, like, we've adapted to it, basically. We've accepted it. I feel like it's not even, like, adaptation. It's more, like, just dealing with it, being okay with it. But why is it adapt or die?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I think a lot of my, like, Twitter discourse, because I think I'm following, like, 1,600 people, and I'd say, like, 1,400 of them are just, like, Twitter artists. And I feel like a lot of it's, like, AI and, like, just, you know, people, like, misusing the work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of just adapt or die. It's like you gotta lock in and just like accept that, like, Twitter or like this, like, slightly like aside, but like, you know, I've seen a lot of people leave Twitter because like Grok, you can like at Grok and be like, Grok, do XYZ to this this photo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like one of those like adapt or die. It's like literally like what are we gonna do about this? It's like it's too far gone. We can't stop it. It's gonna be here. Big Musk is going to keep that there. So it's like, what do? Do you just stop being artists? You can't stop having Twitter artists. Like a lot of Twitter users are artists. Mm-hmm. So what do? You keep using Twitter, I guess.
You keep using Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know. Strange things. Okay. This has Rave Classics on it. But
wait, I feel like I know that song. Oh, I know that song.
Okay, perfect. We're going to play this one. Because I was, like, listening to it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose the last song of today.
That is a rave classic.
This last song is going to be a rave classic. It is Circles 7 Inches. Circles 7 Inches edit, I guess. Yeah, oh, like Circles. But the 7 Inches edit edition.
But vinyl. Right?
Yeah. I don't know how you say that verbally.
7-inch edit.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. But yeah, by Adam F. This is a rave classic, people. So enjoy it.
And we want to say have a good night, because I think that's probably going to be a last
one. Oh, this is also true. Yeah. Have a lovely night. If for the majority of you doing homework, good luck. The people cooking, hope it's tasty. And the other people, I hope you're real. Bye.
Check. Check.